Hello, I am Laura Warren, and today we will be discussing a topic that many people, young and old, have a myriad of questions about. Now, if you are my age, which I am 18, you probably remember growing up with large box computers, Windows 98 or 2000, and the limited internet games to play. As time went on, our computers became more advanced with a larger web to browse and hundreds of interactive games to play, and the start of social media. If you were a gaming kid, like many millennials, do you remember your first interactive game where you could talk to people from all over the world? Was it Club Penguin, Toontown, Movie Star Planet? Maybe you were the kid who jumped right into social media like MySpace or Facebook. For me, I had stricter parents. So my first piece of social media was Twitter when I was about 12. I remember being on it for the first time and it was like a whole nother world. Being on social media for the first time was weird and I had no idea how to maneuver it. Once I figured it out, I moved to other social medias like Tumblr and Instagram and all the others that are popular in today's time. For being on social media for as long as I have noticed something about myself and others, our way of communication on these apps. Many people spill their entire lives on social media so easily, and that can make you think of how that can affect a person, especially their mental health. Are they posting all their personal feelings because it helps, or do they do it because they feel obligated? Although I have been on social media for most of my life, I am not an expert on this topic nor someone who has actively been researching this over the years. But as someone who has been through some of the feelings I'm going to talk about later on, I think I and my interviewees have some knowledge to bring more awareness and truth to the subject that is social media communication and mental health. I believe with these interviews I can better understand whether there is a big issue surrounding how people communicate online versus face-to-face and how this can stem from mental health or how it can affect it. To have more than just my opinion on this subject, I interviewed three other people online that were interested in giving their opinion about this subject. All of these people are from different parts of the world, two from Europe and one from South America, and all have been on social media for a long time. Something that I was right off curious about is how comfortable are they sharing with personal information online, and to my surprise, they all said they keep more to themselves. This brought me to the conclusion that maybe they're all very comfortable communicating in real life, and that the assumption about the youth not being able to talk to one another in person is much more wrong than led to believe, but two-thirds of my interviewees said that they're more kept to themselves online and off. As for the girl, Judith, who said she was comfortable talking in person, I asked her why she feels this way. Quote, "A lot can be lost if you don't have gestures and facial expressions and there can be misunderstandings. I just want my relationships, friendships to be harmonic and flowing. I can't deal with the tension of, oh, how did they perceive that message? Are they upset? Very well." Unquote. As for my other two interviewees, they both had answers that I can relate to a lot, and I like the way Lucas said how they experience talking to others. Quote, "I get really nervous the first couple of times I talk to new people, and I basically never initiate a conversation with a person I don't know because I'm just really shy. I do think that sometimes that I'm really annoying, that I overshare about my life way too quickly, and that I talk too much as soon as I get somewhat comfortable. So normally I'm shy at the beginning, but get comfortable quickly. I go back to being shy and more reserved until I feel like I know them well enough." End quote. In a couple of research experiments I looked at, when scientists did studies on groups of people and how online relationships affected their mental health, the answer pretty much came out the same for everyone. The more time spent online, the worse your mental health will be. But what I want to know is the subjects they used. Did someone already have bad mental health before the experiment, or did online communication really have that negative of an impact on them? I asked my interviewees, Judith, Luca, and Jay, if they had experienced mental health problems. They all had. Whether it was something undiagnosed or something they went to the doctor for, all of them have experienced mental health problems in some way. When it came to the internet, all of them said it actually helped them more than damaged them. Judith said, quote, "I did and I still sometimes do have bad mental health and find it easier to speak about certain problems. It helped me accept that I do have an illness. I have a phase where I got into a victim mindset, but overall it was a good place to share and be heard, I guess." End quote. Then I asked Judith, "Would you say people more often good than bad have made social media better?" She said yes. Jay then said, "I feel anxious, but I don't feel like I have anxiety. There were some days where I wouldn't eat nor drink anything, just to lose a couple of pounds, but I would say I'm very slowly healing from these past problems." I then asked Jay, "Has social media affected your mental health in any way?" Jay went on to say, "I feel like being on social media can help my problems because it'll make me spend more time on myself rather than spending time admiring other people, you know? Then I can go out and see whether I like doing this or I like doing that, try new things and all that." And I asked, in another way, do you think social media and your mental health has hindered or helped the way you talk to people in real life? Jay said, oh yes, definitely. I can't really explain it, but like, I guess me having problems like these, my friends would come to me for advice and say that I give the best advice when it comes to mental health issues. Luca went on to say, if anything, only positively. I've always tried to make people feel as comfortable as possible when I talk to them, and to be patient with them when they change topics, get off topics, because they get sidetracked, and that's what I do a lot. I connected this to a summary I read from an article by Professor Spencer. He discussed in his article his own issues with his students being more active online than in a physical classroom. At the end, he summed it up with the sense that the millennial generation and the generations after will be the first to fight this new social media communication issue. They will most likely be the first to find a solution or just better understand it than previous generations ever will. So I do believe that there are some serious issues with social media, communication, and mental health, but that not everyone has the same experience and no one will ever have the same experience. So overall, there is no straight answer to my issue. This almost seems as if my research was for nothing, but I know that there will never be a straight answer for this issue because this is about an ever-changing piece of technology with ever-changing people. I think all we can really do is learn to adapt and be more positive towards people and their methods of communication instead of swearing off that one communicative situation is worse for a mass of people than another situation when we are all different beings. In the end, I asked all of them to sum up, overall, do you think social media can truly help mental health or can it not? And are there any tips you have to make an online experience better? Jay said, from experience, I feel like it can and can't be used as a helpful source. I've met and seen people who have shared similar experience with me, and we both helped each other out to a much better state, to where we realize this isn't healthy and that we should do something about it. Sure, having comfort and having one-on-one talk with someone online or in real life can soothe problems temporarily, but I think it's better for them to see someone who knows how to help. Luca went on to say, I think it's a personal thing. You have such a broad audience, you'll always find someone that cares, listens, and shares your opinion. But it can also be a place of anonymous judgment. It depends on what community you're in. And Judith simply said, I absolutely think it can help. It's all about moderation. I am definitely rethinking how I've interacted with people and will always try to be as positive as I can to my followers and my online friends, and even people in real life. I think if everyone just accepts the way people interact online or in real life and no one forces each other to say things and make each other feel uncomfortable, then both of our physical worlds and the World Wide Web will be happier places to express ourselves and rid of nasty mental health.